but you know, after NDOT, you know, it gets a little fuzzier and it's hard to track how much direct influence things have after the first generation. And,
right.
And then also about the same time, we got the concept of trying to use simulators to inject faults. So it's a way of maybe testing. You know, people were starting to talk about fault-tolerant machines and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you anticipate the response of something in a controlled environment? And then starting in probably the 82-83 time frame, we got involved with IBM as they were bidding on the air traffic control system.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, my collaborator was Larry Siegel. And the idea here was how do you validate something that is supposed to have a 3-second downtime per year and have, you know, a probability of surviving a year, 0.999999 type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea here was to try to stress the system by purposely seeding in faults and do that in an automated fashion.
You mean you would simulate the system and you would simulate the hardware of the system and introduce faults?
Well, that's what we did with ISP.
Mm-hmm.
Problem with that is if you're already simulating at a 100 or 1,000 to 1 simulation ratio,
mm-hmm.
What are you going to do if you got to inject lots and lots of faults? And so what it was actually a way of creating a monitor which sits aside and creating hooks inside the actual running software so that you could tell program, for example, 29 times through this loop, change this byte to all zeros.
Mm-hmm.
So we ran at speed, and we put in some probes, and those probes we could set flags on, that, and then at the start of an experiment, we could tell which flag should do something like shoot itself in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could then take from a library of failures in a actual code, we could then create a fault script to inject those failure types into those different locations in the code and generate that semi-automatically so that, you know, in an 8-hour evening shift, we could inject maybe 1,000, 1,500 faults.
Mm-hmm.
And then collect the statistics and find out which ones failed and so forth.